This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. It's Veterans Day, and across the state, there are ceremonies to mark the occasion. Meanwhile, the VA is back in the spotlight. Secretary Bob McDonald has pledged sweeping overhauls. This week, Governor Pat McCrory launched a new call center and resource guide for veterans. The governor joins us now to talk about it. Governor McCrory, good morning.
Good morning, and happy Veterans Day. And I just want to encourage everyone today and throughout the week to give a hug and a good handshake to veterans from World War II all the way to the Afghanistan and Iraqi wars.
Absolutely. The president's new Secretary of Veterans Affairs announced a major reorganization yesterday, and it's focused on improving customer service. What's your impression of the current state of the VA and of the secretary's plan to change it?
Well, I'm impressed with the secretary and the initiatives that he's taking. He's recognizing that some of the bureaucracy makes it difficult for him to change things. And I hope to see much more improvement. But, we've got to treat these veterans the best way possible. And I'm glad to see the leadership finally coming out of Washington and taking some steps. And I think it took an outsider to step on some toes and start initiating change. And I'm very impressed with just the short time that he's been here on some of the actions that he's taken.
Governor, your office announced yesterday a new one-stop shop for veterans called NC for Vets. Which needs are you trying to address?
Well, first of all, we're trying to let the veterans of North Carolina know where they can go to get help, because there's so many governmental services, nonprofit services, state, federal, and local services that, frankly, the veteran doesn't know where to go. And now we have one website for them, ncforvets.com. And that will give them information on all the different services that are available for a vet. And we're giving equivalent to in-state tuition for both community colleges and our universities. So those men and women returning from Afghanistan and Iraq will be able to get a good education in an affordable way. The second thing we're doing is, if they already have certain skills like truck driving skills or medical skills, we're not going to make them sit through courses again. They can test out of those courses and get the immediate certification so they can get a job, not spend more money on education, but be able to begin earning a paycheck as quick as possible. And it's more competency-based education, which, I figured if you can drive a truck in Afghanistan under fire, you can do it in North Carolina on our highways without having to go through months and months of new courses, which you could basically do in your sleep.
Is there anyone in your family who served or whom you'll be personally honoring today, Governor?
Well, my dad was a Navy pilot. My father-in-law was a P-47 pilot in World War II. My first cousin, who was really my role model, he was out of Seattle, Washington, but went through Camp Lejeune when I was in high school during Vietnam. When he came home from a very tough duty at Vietnam, where he landed in Wei on the second day of the Tet Offensive, when he came home, he was not treated with respect. In fact, if anything, he was treated as the enemy. I was so disgusted with the way our country treated the Vietnam veteran that it's personal to me. And now he has two sons in the military, one an Army Ranger and the other one a Navy SEAL 6, who have both come by the mansion since I've been governor. And I swore to them that I'd do everything I could as governor to make sure they're treated not like their dad was. And so this is really about my cousin Paul and his two sons, who all three of them have seen things that I can't imagine, and we need to help them.
And Governor, one last thing. Will you be calling a special legislative session before the General Assembly reconvenes in January?
I don't know yet. I'm still going through that review. It's really dependent upon several customers that I'm dealing with that are considering either expansion or coming to North Carolina for major business opportunities. And if I need the legislature to come in to approve jobs, I will bring them in back to Raleigh in a moment's notice. So I'll probably know that within the next week and a half to 2 weeks at the latest. And while the legislature's out of town, our work doesn't stop. And my team and I are recruiting every day for jobs. And today we're taking a day off from that and helping veterans. And One reason we're also trying to get veterans education and get them the skills needed to get jobs is we're actually using them as a recruitment tool and telling employers that the North Carolina skills gap is not as bad as other parts of the nation, because we have so many military personnel in North Carolina that already have the viable technical, medical, mechanical, IT skills that employers need. So not only am I doing it to thank veterans, but it's actually a great recruitment tool to bring businesses in.
Governor Pat McCrory, thanks for talking with us this morning.
Thank you, and happy Veterans Day. And I encourage everyone, if you see a vet, give them a hug and say thank you.